People once believed that when someone dies, a crow carries their soul to the land of the dead. But sometimes, something so bad happens that a terrible sadness is carried with it, and the soul can't rest. Then sometimes, just sometimes, the crow can bring that soul back to put the wrong things right.
surrender, please, and into my soul for all to see. Don't cry for me, I left my disorder to disease. But if you have the time to shed blinding light to change my mind, make a compromise, deconstruct faces, redesign. Stream of living free.
So much I thought I'd have to say, though I try to speak, my meaning strays. We can't avoid the facts that brought us here. I try to tell with my own eyes, an act of pride, a willful compromise. Please understand how torn I am when I walk. We won't share. If I am far too sentimental, I apologize. Please understand, this is who I am and who I'll still be when I've walked away from here. Unkind when I say in the future the past is just the past, no going back, no change of heart, but this is now, time will not defer. My thoughts betray, so easily confess. How long I'll wait here after you have gone. Nothing ends, but I don't believe that now. Please don't walk.
Each time you get hurt, I don't want you to change. Cause everyone has hopes, you're human after all. The feeling sometimes wishing you were someone else, feeling as though you never belong. This feeling is not sadness, this feeling is not joy. I truly understand, please don't cry now. Please don't go, I want you to stay. I'm begging you, please, please don't leave here. I don't want you to hate for all the hurt that you feel. The world is just illusion, trying to change you. Being like you are, well, this is something else. Who would comprehend? But some that do lay claim divine purpose blesses them. Well, that's not what I believe, and it doesn't matter anyway. A part of your soul ties you to the next world, or maybe to the last, but I'm still not sure. But what I do know is to us the world is different, as we are to the world. I guess you would know that. Please don't go, I want you to stay. I'm begging you, please, please don't leave here. I don't want you to hate for all the hurt that you feel. The world is just illusion, trying to change you. Please don't go, I want you to stay. I'm begging you, please, oh please don't leave here. I don't want you to change for all the hurt that you feel. This world is just illusion, always trying to change you.
Change for find the words and let it out. Staring down, nothing.
So I weather and Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Nocturnal Noise. I am your host, Shadowed, and how does it feel to actually be able to hear my voice? I finally got the microphone situation handled, I got it fixed, and so now you can hear me, and hear me in all my stupendous slumber. What you were just listening to was Wither by Dream Theater. Before that was Forsaken, also by Dream Theater. Before that was Illusion and From My Hands by VNV Nation. And we had Surrender and 100,000 Tears by Anders Manga. Before that, opening up the show, along with the intro from probably one of the greatest love movies, in my opinion, being The Crow. Let's see here. It is Valentine's Day. Well, technically tomorrow it's going to be Valentine's Day, but by the time this gets uploaded onto iTunes, it will be tomorrow. And if you're listening to this, well, Valentine's Day has probably already come and gone. But the theme I've got going for this show is two song sets, because every song needs a partner, just like every person, in my opinion. A lot of people don't like Valentine's Day. It's Singles Awareness Day. But in my opinion, you know, I mean, I've got somebody great, and actually this show is a dedication to her and how much I love her. So don't expect too much industrial or heavy music, though I will play some, I'm sure. Of course, it will be love-themed to an extent. So, but this show is going to be devoted directly to my girlfriend, Valerie. And, yeah, I guess I'm going to get you back to the music with some Seabound. So I will catch you guys in a few.
Waste of time. dream turns black and white without you. Day is nothing but a waste of light without you. I am lost, I vanish in the night without you. Life is but a senseless waste of time without you. Everything I dream turns black and white. Without you. Without you.
Thank you. chaos rings around you now. Only so much rain can fall at once. Breathe in and let the air envelop you. And slow but sure serenity will come. Close your eyes and try to breathe. Feel the ground beneath your feet. It's still there and the world still turns around. Stand up. The circumstance has knocked you down. There is nothing gained by staying within its reach. Take strength in every failure you endure. Our mistakes have many lessons they can teach. Close your eyes and try. Beneath your feet, it's still there, and the world still turns around. Destroy these walls you've built around yourself. You can't take another step until they're gone. Move out, no use in dwelling in the past. Bid farewell to all your fears and carry on. Close your eyes and try to breathe. Feel the ground beneath your feet. It's still there. Turns around. Close your eyes.
support. She will listen to me when I want to speak about the world we live in and life in general. Though my views may be wrong, they may even be perverted, she'll hear me more and won't easily be converted to my way of thinking. In fact, she'll often disagree. But at the end of it all, she will understand me.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Noise. I am Shadowed, and that was The Cure with Friday I'm in Love. Before that was Love Song, also by The Cure. Before that we had Depeche Mode with Somebody and It's No Good. Assemblage 23 was with Ground, the acoustic version, followed by Damaged. And we opened up that set with Seabound, Without You, and Hooked, the radical version. Since it is Valentine's Day, we are going to be hearing, if you're listening to this anyways, to some fun Valentine's Day facts brought to you by festivals.iloveindia.com. Just searching around, decided to get some fun facts to read to you. So here you go. The modern-day celebration of Valentine's Day is believed to have begun in France and England. Cupid, a symbol for the Roman god of love, doves, lovebirds, roses, hearts, and arrows are all symbols of Valentine's Day celebration. Pope Gelasius declared February 14th St. Valentine's Day around 498 AD. In Great Britain, Valentine's Day began to be celebrated around the 17th century. By the middle of the 18th century, it was common for friends and lovers to exchange small tokens of affection or handwritten notes. In medieval times, girls ate bizarre foods on St. Valentine's Day to dream of their future spouse. There was a belief in the Middle Ages that the first unmarried person of the opposite sex you met on the morning of St. Valentine's Day would become your spouse. The first Valentine's Day gift was sent by Duke of Orleans to his wife after he was captured in 1415. 73% of Valentine's Day flowers are bought by men, whereas women buy only 23% of Valentine's Day flowers. Around 3% of pet owners prefer to give Valentine's gift to their pets. They are more grateful than humans. In olden times, some people believed that if a woman saw a robin flying overhead on Valentine's Day, it meant she would marry a sailor. If she saw a sparrow, she would marry a poor man and be very happy. And if she saw a goldfinch, she would marry a millionaire. The heart is the most common symbol for romantic love. In ancient cultures, believed the human soul lived in the heart, and its red color is thought to be the most romantic. The red rose was the favorite flower of Venus, the Roman goddess of love. Since red stands for strong feelings, a red rose is a flower of love. The first Valentine's Day box of chocolates was introduced by Richard Cadbury in 1868. In Wales, wooden love spoons were carved and given as gifts on Valentine's Day. Hearts, keys, and keyholes were the favorite Valentine's decorations on the wooden spoons that meant you unlock my heart. I don't know how long I'm planning on making this episode to be. I'm thinking I'm only going to make a special, just 1 hour episode as opposed to two. You know, leave the 2 hour one for some more dance music next week. You know, I'm still trying to acquire more music and get used to this whole podcasting thing. I don't want to overdo myself too early. So I'm going to close out now with some hymn, I believe. That's who I think I'm going to play. I kind of just do this off the handle. I don't really know what I'm going to play usually. I just kind of, sometimes I'll decide, sometimes I won't. But, you know, Hymn is my favorite band and a very beautiful band to me. And they actually just came out with a new album called Screamworks, Love in Theory and Practice. So, I'm going to play one of their older songs and a song off of that album. And I will see you guys next week. Enjoy. On second thought, actually, I have a few more announcements, and I do know what songs I'm going to play. First announcement is, check out the MySpace, myspace.com/nocturnal_noise. Leave me a message, request, anything. I will try to get it up on the air for you. Shout out. I will do it all. You know, dedication. It's all about you guys, the fans, and all about the music. Let's see what else. Thinking about putting a voice recorder, one of those voice recorder things, like where you call in, leave a message on my on that MySpace. Call in, you know, if you're a band, artist, fan, just leave, you know, leave a plug for, you know, yourself. You know, this is whoever you are listening to, Nocturnal Noise. Go listen to Vin Chaotic's show Normality for some samples, along with The Ungodly Hour, which is no longer on, no longer updating episodes, but it is still a good show to listen to. Normality is, however, updating episodes, along with Razor Blade to Dance For, and that's hosted by Chrome Skin Jesus. Other than that, really don't have any more announcements. But if you guys have also have any suggestions, ideas for the show, please submit them, let me know, and I'll take them into consideration, and I will do what I can. So, until next time, this is Nocturnal Noise, and I'm going to be closing out with him, as I had said, with Join Me in Death, and appropriately enough, ending the show with their new song off the new album, Like Saint Valentine. Hope you guys enjoy.
Join me, baby, join me in there. Because we do not know when we will die, we get to think of life as an inexhaustible well. And yet everything happens only a certain number of times, and a very small number, really. How many more times will you remember a certain afternoon of your childhood, an afternoon that is so deeply a part of your being that you can't even conceive of your life without it? Perhaps 4 or 5 times more? Perhaps not even that. How many more times will you watch the full moon rise? Perhaps 20. And yet it all seems limitless.